News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Yesterday saw 1,378 new COVID cases reported, and Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ronan Glynn has warned of significant increases in hospitalisations and intensive care admissions if the incidence of COVID-19 continues to rise. Dr. Glynn highlighted how the 14-day incidence has increased from 93 per 100,000 in the week of June 24th to 246 per 100,000 today. And for more on this, we're joined now by Professor of Immunovirology at UCC, Liam Fanning. Liam, do you share Dr. Ronan Glynn's concerns that there will be significant rises in hospitalizations? What's your, I suppose, analysis around this, the 1,400 cases that we're seeing on a daily basis now and likely to climb?
Good morning, Ciara. So I suppose, look, we know from long discussions that those that are under 30 have a low hospitalisation rate. The rates now being quoted for that age group are approximately 1%. So, you know, so of that, you know, we'll say 1,378, we'd expect, you know, that maybe 1% would end up in hospital. But ending up in hospital, you know, doesn't mean that you're on a trajectory for intensive care, you know. So I think we've got to kind of pass this down into what the hospital can cope with for, you know, we'll say, non-ICU admissions versus ICU admissions. And, you know, the data seems to suggest that, you know, in that age group, you know, they're very, you know, they're very fit, healthy group who can handle this infection for the most part. I suppose the concerns would be around transmissions maybe to some of the more vulnerable vaccinated individuals. We've seen some data that some of the vaccinated transplant patients might have breakthrough. And as we know, the protection given by AstraZeneca and J&J is from reinfection is not the same as it is with the mRNA vaccine. It's higher with the mRNA vaccine. So I suppose it's the onward transmission that would be the main concern to those that would be in the vulnerable
vaccinated category.
In fairness,
all of the vaccines do, you're right about the transmission, but all of the vaccines do seem to protect very robustly against serious illness.
Absolutely.
And death.
I agree. Yeah, I agree with that 100%. They do give great protection, more than we could have ever hoped for with regard to hospitalisation and death.
So, you know, if you were giving your analysis, which as opposed to Dr. Ronan Glynn's analysis, do you have a degree of concern to the same extent that he does? Or do you expect that vaccines, they haven't broken the link, I don't think that's a fair thing to say, but have weakened sufficiently the link that, you know, this wave is not going to be like previous waves?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this wave is not going to be like previous waves. We have a very large vaccinated population. We have a very successful vaccination program that's going on at the moment. So that link is damaged maybe. You know, we saw in Scotland that they had a peak, that this the wave that they had very recently in June, you know, its trajectory rose quickly, but it actually decreased very quickly as well because of the continued rollout of the vaccine program that gave that protection from hospitalisation and ICU. So I think, you know, we're going to a very short window of about 2 or 3 weeks where we have this kind of, it's like, you know, seesaw kind of, you know, hospitalizations may be increasing because numbers increasing, but very quickly the balance will tip in favor of, you know, we'll say us versus the vaccine.
And presumably, and I know no one has been advising this at any point, but presumably in addition to the 5% plus of the population that we're managing to vaccinate a week currently, and more than that very possibly at the moment, the spread of the virus among the youngish, healthy-ish population will also create a reservoir of immunity among them, even though that might not be the preferred route to immunity.
Yeah, and it might not be the preferred route, but I think the well-accepted multiplier between that 270,000-280,000 that have been documented with positive diagnosis of COVID infection is probably not, you know, north of a million individuals. Now, some of them will have been vaccinated already. So we do have an increasing immunity to COVID-19 in the 19 to 24-year-old group where most of the infections are currently happening. So, you know, we're hearing that we're kind of, you know, getting, you know, 65-66% doubly vaccinated, you know, more than 75-76% vaccinated. But you can actually add another, you know, maybe, you know, 5-10% on top of that who've actually probably got immunity in this particular group of 19 to 24-year-olds, because it's about a million of them. Yeah. And so, you know, if you take a kind of conservative enough estimate that we're heading kind of somewhere
maybe 100. So caution, but not catastrophe.
Correct. Yeah. Absolutely. Caution. Right. You know, we have to keep a watching brief on this virus, you know. Yep. But nonetheless, we have done extraordinarily well as a country. And, you know, in 2 or 3 weeks, I expect to see those numbers starting to decrease. Look, COVID has made a kind of us all a hostage to fortune in regard to kind of making time timeline projections, but sometime in August we will definitely be on top of this as a result of our successful vaccination programme.
Look, thank you for that indeed. That is Professor of Immunovirology at UCC, Liam Fanning.